This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When did you second guess owning your pet? 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of quick texts here. We were talking about dogs eating cat poop. We don't know why. Somebody said cat poop has a high salt content the dogs love. The next text says, my dog used to burp in my face after eating cat poop. That's not a great one.
It keeps you on top of the kitty litter box.
Yes, it does. And
when you hear the cat scratching in there, you get up right away and you take care of it, or else it's going to be another mess.
I was saying the other night, I just heard my neighbor's dog just get owned by a raccoon. Somebody here says, my little dog got completely owned by a raccoon, and thrill, I can confirm that the noise that came from my dog is what nightmares are made of. Also, I had to get a broom to get the raccoon off my dog. I thought for sure my dog wasn't going to recover, but it turns out that 14-year-old Chug is a tough son of a bitch. He's ugly as sin because he now has a snaggle tooth as a result of the fight. Then he adds, ironically, this raccoon used to always come by the house to eat the dog food. I haven't seen him since the brawl. It's been about 6 months now. And then here's one. We'll understand why you second-guess your pet. Says, when I was a kid in Poland, my friends and I rode our bikes everywhere like you guys did in the 80s. Well, once we went to a forest near my house, and under one of the trees, I found a little dog puppy. I took it home and kept it in the backyard. We had a huge property, so my family didn't find out until a week later. I brought a wolf home.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of second-guess that.
Jesus. Okay, so when I got Dr. Gomez, Dr. Gomez had been...
That's the greatest name ever.
He was hit by a car in Mukilteo. In that area, right? So he was either not a barn cat, but just a feral cat. I did not know this. But when the email came, would you like to try to save this cat's life? I went, saw the picture. I'm like, that poor guy, right? Okay, all right. So I signed up to take this cat, okay? Now, the cat was run over by a car, so its hips were crushed and his legs were broken. So they fix all this stuff. He's also got one eye that's completely shot. I'm pretty sure he's half blind. The other eye kind of works, so I could see what he's doing. So I bring him home, and I got, you know, like anybody else who's a new parent, I've set up everything. I've got what I believe to be a cat tower. Yeah. Cat couldn't even walk. I've got a ledge.
You have a carpet sculpture, yeah, not
exactly.
A cat tower.
Now I've got a ledge in the windowsill. Cat can't get up. He can't even get on his legs, right? But then I got the litter box, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm pretty sure. I did not know the cat was feral at the time, but the cat also Cat could not really use its back legs, so the cat was kind of army crawling, right, with the front legs trying to pull its ass back and, like, you know, drag its backside on the ground. So he finally starts. He goes for the litter box. I'm like, yes. So he army crawls his ass into the litter box, right? But his back hind legs are on its side, so he's kind of laying in there on his side. Yeah. But with his legs and his arms popped up. He had to go, and it was very much a what smelled to be like an anesthesia. Veterinary.
Post-hospital visit.
Correct. One of those where you're like, what did they drug you up with?
Everybody okay?
And it was like a, you know, just like right on the side of the plastic, nowhere near the thing. And he's in there, and he's kind of making noise like, and I'm like, oh, man, he's punching and grumpy there. So he gets done with this thing, and then all of a sudden, his head flops down into the litter box.
He fell asleep.
Now he's got crap all over his ass. He's laying sideways in the litter box.
This is day one.
Yes. The entire side of the, you know, half, just like he missed.
Did you not, like, see him walk before you got him?
They said it would take a few days for him to, you know, heal up.
You don't believe
his legs are bandaged up, you know what I mean? He can't really do much about his hip.
And his defense, pooping on your side would put me to sleep.
He poops on his side, and I swear to you, it was like just someone flipped a switch. And I'm like, he just took a crap and fell asleep in the litter box. So I let him sleep in there, and I cleaned up the rim, you know, with some Windex or whatever. And I'm just like, I am in trouble, man. This is not a good start. Even though you love him, when did you second guess owning your pet? 206-803-RIDE.
Are you still thinking about getting a hairless?
I am going to.
Like, what's the hold? Because people started sending us, like, links to, hey, man, if you seriously want a hairless cat, there was a few rescues. Otherwise, they cost a ton.
I'm just looking for a good senior cat that needs a home.
Why?
And typically, every time.
Why do you do
I'll tell
that,
you, I'll
though?
Tell you what, they rope you into so much crap with this stuff, and I support everything that those rescue operations
I do too, but I don't want your crippled ones, man.
This is the way they do it. Like, okay, all right. You want to go adopt a child or whatever, right?
Yeah.
They do this. All right. You can have Luke over here, but you also need to take Brad and Penny.
Right.
You know, like, no. I didn't come in here for three kids, man.
Yeah.
That's what they do at the rescue place. Like, you can take this cat, but he's very bonded to his mate over here. Oh, did they live together? No, they've just been in crates for 3 weeks. They like each other. Like, no. Hey, I'm coming here for one freaking cat.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't pawn the whole place off on me. And then, you know, obviously you pay a rescue fee and everything else, but, like, I did not come here for two cats. It's like anything else, man.
Why can't you just get, like, Rainbow Janet, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with her ass. I got, my daughter wanted a cat, right?
She I don't know. Enough, I don't
but,
know.
But they don't, you specifically target, it's like the Island of Misfit Toys. Like, those are the only toys you want to play with are the ones that don't work
it's also,
the way they're supposed
to. It's also like car ads. Back in the day when automotive dealers used to put their ads in newspapers, okay? They got this one car there. You can't believe it's $12,999.
Yeah.
That's the one they're advertising. That's the one you want. You can afford that car.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that car. So when you get to the car lot,
right, you got
to
buy something else.
The car's going to be about 15 grand by the time you get out the door, right? And that's just the way they get you in the door. That's just part of the sales.
Yeah, technique. But they get you in the door by advertising a car that only has three tires, a busted windshield, and human blood in the trunk. And you're like, that's the car I want.
You go to like a SPC, wherever you go. All right, they got this one cat. You're seeing it online. That's the cat you want to go see. You get there, and that cat ain't there.
Of course not.
That base model has been sold a long time ago. Now you got this cat with like his tongue hanging out, looking all like. I mean, so this.
But
whatever
you don't
want,
have to
you don't
take
have to
that
take
one.
Them. They
but
don't
you
have
will.
What, they don't have what you want. But then they'll tell you, okay, you got to take two of these guys. And I'm like, I don't want two of these guys.
Is
and then you
got to
pay for both of them. I'm like,
why don't you just adopt a cat that hasn't been like physically injured?
Or like a kitten, right? There's nothing wrong. If there's something wrong with the cat, you'll find out as it grows. Uh-huh. But we don't know that this cat is insane or will fall asleep when it poops or that its legs don't work. But you specifically, like, what you need is, you know, like they have Carfax. You need, like, pet facts. So when you go in there, and I want to pop up like the Fox does in the commercial and say, hey, Miles, I know you think that cat's cute, but let me tell you something. It's had rabies 17 times, been struck by lightning 3 times, and for whatever reason, it won't lick its butthole, but it'll lick the butthole of any other animal.
Well,
and you'd be like, that's the one I want, because it's got problems.
It was with the family for 7 years. It's a very good cat.
Then why'd they get rid of it?
Oh, it sprays. No.
No.
No. No, I know why they got rid of the cat. It sprays. No. No.
Oh, but you got to get his brother, too.
Like, no, I don't want his brother.
But he sprays, too. So
yeah, they both spray everywhere. Give us $1,000, $450.
They honest to God, they should give you money for taking the animals that you pick, man.
Yeah.
Serious, if I ran that place, I'd be like, sir, you being serious, you want Gomez. And you'd be like, yeah, the feral cat, his hips don't work. And you go, yeah, and I'd be like, here's $500 for you for taking this, I mean, like pre-dead cat off of our
hands. I'm a rescue guy. They just don't make it easy. It's almost you just want to go buy one from a litter because it's basically about the same price when you're all set.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hadn't done anyway.
Or can't you know? Just go? What? Look, just go to a shelter. I promise you. Whether they've advertised or not, they got animals. We never looked online. We went to the shelter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
First, there was a bunch of dogs there, and there was one who seemed cute until he barked, and I saw his eyes, and I thought, "There's no effing way." And you would have picked this dog. I mean, it was just you could look at this dog and say, "I am insane." And if you were there, that'd have been your dog. I picked the dog. All right, so all the other dogs, either they're barking at you or they're terrified because they came from a bad place or they seem nervous. The reason I picked, not the dog I have now, but the dog before this one, the reason I picked her, and I told my wife, I said, come here. I said, you see this dog? She goes, yeah. I said, does it look scared to you? She goes, no. I said, does it look excited to you? She said, no. I said, that's the dog I want. This dog is just chill, and it proved to be true.
Yeah.
This is what you need to
do,
man.
I've got a perforated chair, just based on the fact that that cat would lay on its side and just go click, 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 and pull and put holes in all the furniture and all that crap. And I'm just like, I didn't buy you to get a new couch. I didn't get you to get a new chair. Like, I don't...
Right.
I'm dying.
Well, somebody
he knew
here
that
says,
you needed a new one, Miles.
And you can't declaw cat. Oh, God.
No.
Not in the Pacific Northwest. You'll be thought of as an absolute communist.
Well, someone here said, if you get a kitten, you're asking for trouble. You have to get two so they entertain each other. Okay, look, I've heard this theory.
Wow. All right.
I've heard that. When you get a kitten, you should get two.
No.
You don't need...
No.
Rainbow Jan, it's fine. You know who she's attached to? Me and my daughter
That's in particular.
Because when she was tiny... I'd always just scoop her ass up by the belly, right, and just carry her around,
do
whatever. Now, to this, if you try to touch her stomach, she will kill you.
You know what?
If I touch, I can give her a purple nurple. She doesn't care.
When I adopted my Lucy kid, man, it was just her and I in the house. We were all doing fine. Wife came in, she brought in the dog. All of a sudden, my cat just, she's terrified now, but now she's, you know, come to terms with the dog. As soon as we bring in Linus, the other cat, who's got a cat at home there to play with. No, he's a terror. He sucks. I don't like him. He's a jerk.
Right.
He takes a dump when I go to eat dinner, Miles.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but
he said he pokes his head
out of the litter
every
box
time.
And stares at him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he will wait till I sit down
up,
to dinner,
dude?
And then he'll stick his head out, and he'll purse his little lips.
How's that smell now, man?
That's dinner smell now?
I mean, that's just evil.
It really is, dude. He'll stare at me.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.